I told my bitch. She left me anyway.
Life. She probably heard me outside right now. Don't leave me.
I won't.
One time Jamie was, because Jamie just yells random stuff. Yeah. He yelled out the window something random. There's like this guy across the street. And the guy's like, do it as my mom. Jamie went for lost and now laughing, dude. Is Jamie the call my mom? Welcome back, Full Heel Podcast. I am your host, Rafael Chaydez, the host of the Full Heel Podcast. Joining me today, as you guys can see, the one, the only, Toucan Samuel Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on, everybody?
What's going on with you, Toucan?
Chilling, man. Trying to get shit off the ground. Danny, you know how it is.
Steady yeah, working. We're all making big moves, man.
Running into here. Problems, trying to fix them.
I'm running into problems of overcommitting right away.
Right? No, I feel you, dude. I kind of had that problem today.
Cause I was like, dude, I'll cook for you. And they're like, all right. And I'm like, oh, fuck, okay.
That's why, like, me telling you yesterday, like, man, I'm going to have, or what was it, like, Thursday? I'm like, yeah. I'm going to have them shirts, bro. You're like, damn, so soon? I'm like, probably, sometimes, not always, but I'm going to try to have it. Because I was like, I'm going to do this.
Like, I can do it, but now there's prep work on Sundays I got to do now. And I got to do a lot of prep on Sundays.
Yeah, right. Like, now you got this
now Sunday's work
whole
day.
Extra thing, yeah.
But you know what's awesome about the kitchen and cooking and this prep thing?
And round one of Dan Ige something Tucker, yeah. His first name.
I can get high and work at my own pace.
Yeah, that's what I like, too.
And listen to music and blast it all day. Listen to Bad so Bunny. Nice. Estoy en mi peak. And
I was so irked because I had it timed out perfect.
Oh,
he's dead!
I didn't even get to turn on the timer.
Dan Ige,
4:37 of the first round. Ige with the knockout,
bang!
The dude's trying to get up.
He's lost, bro. He's irked.
So this ref didn't have to cut his beard, right? He only tucks him in, right?
I think he tucks it in as a. I guess because it could technically get in someone's way
or
something.
Would you do me? I do me. Because of the tucking. The guy's tucking his penis when he's
tucking it in.
Yeah, we're talking about the Yosemite Sam referee. He has to tuck in his beard. Because at first, did he cut it? No, right?
Nah, it's tucked in for sure.
Ooh, God. Straight right for Ige, right down the center.
Yeah, no, he headbutted that with his chin.
Yeah, the guy was overcommitted. Came in. Boom, hands were open to receive the shot.
Right down the pipe.
Yeah, not good.
Straight down.
Not good. Good for Ige.
Was that the first punch? That was the first punch.
God damn.
I think that was the first punch. One punch win.
It was 25 seconds into the fight.
Whoa. I don't know how many punches they had thrown before that. I'm thinking they were just...
Because I have the timer right here. I was going to start it at 4:35.
Yeah.
He was knocked out and the fight was over by 4:37. So I didn't even get to start the timer.
Dan Ige. I'm doing it big.
Yeah.
Yep. That was nice.
They're like, fuck, we got to go to commercials. No, they just...
Fuck it, commercial.
We got to start making...
We got to pay some bills.
We got to cover some time. Fuck.
Oh, dude, that's... Every time I keep looking over here, I'm just remembering the first time I finally saw him wrestle.
You
guys, like, what?
You guys didn't
see him,
right? I
finally seen it.
You guys didn't see these, right? Because I picked these up on Sunday.
Yeah, no, I just saw them. Yeah, so I'm like... These
are on Sunday, I went to go fig hunt with my nephew. He needed to buy some stuff for the computer.
Bam, y'all.
So... We went to Disc Replay. We went to Best Buy. We went to a couple of Targets that I knew were hot for these toys, and I didn't find any of them. And I was pissed. Yeah. I stopped at a GameStop on the way home, and there was Thor's hammer and Stormbreaker. Stormbreaker was like 170. Thor's hammer was 100. The Marvel Legends series ones.
I want that hammer.
And we went to Five and Below, and we went to Target, and I was like, am I going to get it? And I'm like, dude, should I get it? I was asking my nephew. I'm like, should I get it? And I was about to get it. And as we were walking to the car, I turn around to go to GameStop. And then I turn around the second time and I go to the car. I'm like, I don't need a fake hammer.
I don't need a fake hammer.
So I fucking...
Yeah, see, look, he's got him tucked in. Yeah, he ties him up and then he tucks him in. Yeah, I guess different... Because I know Bellator lets them hang. Mm. They let them do it. They're like, it's cool. Do your thing.
Yeah, so I skipped the hammer and the axe, and I'm like, I'll get it some other time. I'm like, I'll get it with the stimmy. I'm like, when I get the stimmy, I'll pick it up. I'll come see. If it's here, it's meant to be. when I get my stimmy. Nice. And then I go home and I'm like, you know what? Let me stop at the Target at home. And I stop at the Target at home and they have 4 AEW figures. Mind you, I have 0 AEW figures. Well, I have 4 in the mail because they came up. Wave 1 came up for sale. And I'm like, I gotta have it. Because I missed out on wave 1 like an idiot. So I'm like, I gotta have it. Like when Malibu Stacy came out with a new hat. And Lisa's like, it's the same old stupid Malibu Stacy. She just has a new hat. And then Smithers like, I want it. That was me with the wave 1 that came back up on ringside. Like, I'm telling you, I thought it was gone. And so they had 5 of them up. They had the Young Bucks in their debut costume, Cody in his debut costume, Omega in his debut costume, and Chris Jericho in his debut costume. Some damage packaging, some new packaging. I was able to get four of them before Chris Jericho was out of sale again. And
What's that douchebag's name? Fucking the dude who just turned
MJF?
On him? Yeah, shit is wild.
They have him too. I didn't get a chance to get him.
Crazy.
Because I found him a couple times, but they want.
Like, I was waiting for that heel turn on.
Yeah.
On the champion.
Le Champion. Yeah. I might just go ahead and order that Le Champion exclusive. He comes with a belt and a bottle box.
Le bubbly.
And he comes with a little bubbly. A little bit of the bubbly. But
Jericho's so funny.
Dude, so I walk in and there are 4 AEW figs. Orange Cassidy and Darby Allin and the Young Bucks. The thing is it's a second wave of the Young Bucks, so they have different attire and I already have the other two coming in.
Nice.
So I grabbed them and I threw them on the floor. I'm like, fuck, no one's getting these in good boxes, you sons of bitches. And I just left them there. I'm not a fucking asshole. I punched them a couple of times, like, fuck you, box, piece of shit. It looks like people do that sometimes, though.
Sabotage.
Yeah. So I took Darby. I took Orange.
That's funny. Imagine that's what it was when we were kids. We're like, man, who the fuck fucked up all these toys?
No, I see it, though. Kids walk around. And they're like, mommy, can I have it? And they, like, drop it. And then they're like, their mom's like, no, ponlo para atrás. And they're like, oh, and they just toss it there anywhere. Yeah. So, and my nephew's with me. My young nephew's with me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Oh my God, I found these AEW figs. I'm like, I can't take those because I already have the Young Bucks coming. I'll take these two. And then I look over and they have Phantom of the Opera Undertaker. Remember Jesus didn't get them for me?
Oh, yeah.
He was still there.
True.
So I'm like, oh my God, Phantom of the Opera Undertaker. I'm like, sick. I'm taking 3. And then I turn back around and they have
gloves, yo.
The Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase, with the fucking Million Dollar Belt. And I'm like, oh my God.
That looks pretty gangster.
I'm like, damn, fucking Ted DiBiase. So I grab Ted DiBiase. And then I look again, and they have Tatanka. And they have Ivan Kolev, but I left those two as well. I'm like, I'm only taking 4. I'm like, 4 is too many already. And then I had Jimmy or Steamboat come in the mail. And I bought Omega Red.
Snapping.
I went a little crazy this weekend.
Yeah, no, this display looks fucking sick, dude.
I had to move it over here. I had to move it to a bigger shelf display, a double shelf. Instead of... It had its own shelf, and now it took over 2 shelf tops.
How long have you had the Bray Wyatt?
Which one?
The one with the Muppets.
My brother gave them to me for Christmas.
Yeah.
He snapped.
Yeah, that shit looks crazy.
He actually, I don't know. When he came up here, he caught a glance of my collection, and he usually orders my shit from Amazon, cause he has the account.
Yeah.
And I guess he saw it come up on sale, and he's like, I don't think he has this one, and he ordered it, and he's like, I hope you don't have it, and I didn't have him.
Yeah, that one's pretty sick.
Yeah. He's missing one puppet, but those sons of bitches do it on purpose.
Bang! How did he do that?
Yeah, I don't know. They're showing Holland knocking
out. He's dead.
Jacare.
He killed him.
You hear Holland on Brogan?
No, I haven't yet.
He's a karate.
Last few episodes.
I forgot what karate he was, what style. But that was his background. That's why he's like, he's incorporating super it now explosive. With MMA, and it's like really, he's like, I'm using it as a defense. He's like, I'm defending myself in this. He's like, that's why I fight up to the level of my opponents. Because if not, I'm bringing the shit. I got nothing to defend against.
Oof.
I forgot who his coach was, but he says he's never trained with anyone like Kevin. athletically, like as athletic as he is.
Oh, his coach was on the show too?
Yeah, it was him and his coach from Extreme Couture. Forget who he was. Dan Lambert? No, not Dan Lambert. This guy was a jiu-jitsu black belt, though.
Yeah, I was going to say Lambert's top team.
Yeah, he's top team.
Nixon?
Is Brunson fighting right now? He has to be if they're fucking showcasing him right now.
Wait, isn't Brunson fighting Holland?
Oh, yeah, they're showcasing that fight. Okay, next week, right. I'm high over here.
Speaking of, you don't got papers?
No, I didn't get papers today.
I had some, too. I fucking snoozed. Should have grabbed them.
I'm like, that's only me and 2K.
Ay-yi-yi. Oh, no.
He's definitely taking the UFC by storm.
Yeah.
And he's got a funky skill set to keep him there. Like, knocking out Jacare in the way he did. His striking is really unorthodox. He fights with his hands fucking down. He's super long. He holds power. It's weird because he hasn't had a lot of fights in the UFC.
Yeah, it's just one of those things when you come in looking impressive, people go, oh, shit, what is this? Yeah, that's next week's main event. Kevin Holland, Derek Brunson.
Gregor Gillespie. His stock dropped after he got knocked out by...
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, who knocked him out?
He's one of those little tank motherfuckers, right?
He's definitely a wrestler.
Like wrestle boxers.
He was a really good wrestler.
Our favorite heavyweight, Tai Tuivasa.
I want to like the guy, man, but he's not taking this shit seriously. Right? Who the fuck is he fighting? Dantel Mayas?
Yeah.
What the fuck is he?
He must be new. Maybe from Contender Series or something.
Yeah, you might be right on that.
But who knows?
The reason they're fucking giving him that is because they don't want him losing because people watch him fight. People like him. And I'm not saying they shouldn't. The guy's a character.
Yeah,
but he's not taking the sport seriously, and I don't need a character that's not taking the sport seriously in the UFC.
Yeah, it's not.
We're just watching characters fight?
Yeah, it's weird.
That's why I watch WWE.
Yeah, it's a different thing.
Yeah. Characters putting on a fucking story, a show. These guys put on a show with their athleticism because they're sportsmen.
The Trailblazer. I know what I'm wearing next week.
A Trailblazer?
My Trailblazer jersey. Blazers.
I think that was the Alex Fluffy Hernandez, the guy that choked out that.
Oh, that was him? Oh, shit.
I think it was. Because they were both off the Contender Series that same time. That so I think they might have pitted them against each other. Because Holland fights 70, right? 70 and 185?
Probably 85.
This one right here is 85.
Prelims. Marion Renault, Macy Chasson, Leonardo Santos, Grant Dawson. Bunch of people nobody heard about.
So now that we've had some time away from it from last week's, not main event, but the Sterling Petro fight.
Oh, man, everybody's letting them have it, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, we were saying day of, like, it looked a little fishy to us. We were like, I don't know. I mean, because then Luke brings up a good argument, because I kind of defer to him on most things, because that dude just thinks about shit the way I don't. I'm just like, oh, okay, yeah, that's kind of in the rules. It's incentivized.
Yeah.
It's like, so what are you going to do? You're going to do what's incentivized, like most things.
Well, see, the other way around it is if Petro would have, if that would have happened, then he would have, if they stopped the fight and it's just a DQ and he gets to keep the belt and the belt doesn't change hands, what stops a champion in the future when being hurt to throw an illegal move in order to get the fight stopped? And yes, they lose, but they don't lose their title. So this is something to incentivize them not to do that.
Yep. But now we saw the opposite.
Yeah.
This is the first time, which is crazy.
Hey, you're champion.
But
you got some CTE now.
Yeah. That and and people aren't going to look at you right because they're like, well, you stole that shit. You didn't really earn that. It's weird.
People can look
at it. Weird feeling.
How they want to look at it. But they can't deny he was putting on. And I'm not saying he was putting on to the point where he couldn't fight. If it's in the rule book that if you take
it, it was almost like, no, that was too much of a
hit. He didn't have to do that.
Yeah, no.
He just had to be like, fuck, man. Like, he was like looking up and like trying to get up and like, Nah, dude, when you get hit in the fucking face like that and it hurts, you're like, and you... And you're kind of like, oh, this could be a DQ. Shit. Like, fuck, man.
And they're trying to tell you to chill. Fuck, and you're, like, yeah. trying to get up. It's like, yeah. why are you trying to get up? They're telling you to chill.
I'm not trying to jump on this hate train of Aljamain. I'm just saying he got kneed in the head illegally. The fight shouldn't have continued. Mm-hmm. He didn't need to act like that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I believe it was acting. Whether it needed to be done for the fight to be stopped, I don't think so. I think the fight should have been stopped with him just being like, look, you defer to him. Hey, can you continue? No, I got kneed in the fucking head when my knee was down. I was, by your rules, and, I was stationed there.
You didn't even need to defer to him necessarily. The doctor came in, and he can see, yeah, no, he's not good. Like, yo, this one's done. Like, that's it. You can, like, that's where the rule change needs to happen. What happens right after that moment? As soon as the doctor calls it, now how are we going to judge this? Are we going to judge this? We're going to go by, like, if you went three rounds, can we judge those three rounds? Mm-hmm. Are you going to go, like, oh, we didn't reach three rounds, so we don't, this fight is just called off and it's a no contest? Like, how are we going to do it? We need to find the right, like, protocol for that situation. Because this one is not satisfying.
Boxing like that.
Yeah, because this one is not satisfying.
But boxing is a little bit different in terms of they also do kind of set stipulations in their fucking contracts when they're setting up fights because there's so many different organizations and some people, like, they're doing knockdown rules in certain fights and, like, shit like
that. Yeah, see, well, then that's another one we have to consider. A championship
can't be won. That's what we need
to
consider.
Yeah, we have to go, if there's a illegal move that happens later on in the fight, do we judge it on that? And then winners decided on that, and then points get taken away for whoever did the foul, or we got to do something because this is like everyone's going, what?
Yeah,
like this is crazy.
And whether,
like, how do you win on getting hit illegally when you were losing the fight?
Yeah, and whether Pedro or
this is Peter,
Peter it's Yan, Peter. Whatever he was, whether he was going off instruction of his corner. Or whether he was just going off of what he saw.
That part almost doesn't matter.
He should know the rules. He's a champion.
I mean, yeah, like, that's another one that Luke was bringing up. It's like the rules are different in different places. And then you have a language barrier.
Yeah.
So then maybe certain things don't mean the same. So it's like, okay, but then still, like, the protocol needs to be right.
Yeah.
And right now it's not.
At that point, who's responsible? Who does the responsibility for knowing the rules fall on? Peter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Peter in his corner.
Yeah. He's the one in the ring. Yeah. Like, he should look into that for sure. That's every fighter's responsibility. Mm-hmm. But it's not that uncommon. I've heard of it before. Like, oh, we weren't sure of the rule. Like, yo.
It's like, dude,
then you gotta make sure.
Then you're not a professional. I'm sorry.
But and he's the champ. Yeah, that's which is crazy.
Professional means
he's the champ.
Sorry.
Woo! That shit's crazy, dude. It's wild.
And it's like, oh, then to be a UFC champion, you have to speak English? No.
No.
Then work out some kind of system.
You gotta get it translated. Yeah. You gotta do
or get
you gotta
a perfect translator that helps you out, dude. Something.
Because supposedly Khabib was there and he understood them. Mm-hmm. So it's like, ask Khabib. Khabib knows English. He knows people that can translate whatever the fuck for him.
Damn, look at that fucking joke.
That's a crazy one.
I think that's what's fighting that. Serkanov versus
Ryan Spann.
Damn.
Oh, yeah, he
knocked out.
Oh.
Lil Nog.
He killed him.
Sam Alvey. God damn. Yeah, no, it was a. And then. All right. Apart from that, like, whatever. I think it was acting. But then Matt Serra quit corner.
Serra.
Did you hear about that?
Oh, yeah, because Aljo didn't want him in the corner.
Yeah.
Or didn't pick him first.
Yeah, he got an Extreme Couture guy.
It was essentially, Yeah, that's kind of,
It's Aljo's team or whatever, but, like, apparently, like, the way he did it, too. Apparently, he didn't let him know, and then this guy's like, hey, call me, and he didn't call him, and then he's
for
like,
hey. 3 days. Yeah. It's like, come on, dude. Like, I don't want to call you pussy, but that sounds kind of pussy. Like, tell your coach, like, hey, man, like, I love you, but I want these guys in my corner for this fight.
Yeah.
And that's fine. He's a fucking man. He's really going to be that upset at you? All right. Whatever. You're champ now. Isn't this what you wanted?
And people could say what they want about Matt Serra. He just said he doesn't want to be put in the situation again. He's like, look, I love cornering. He's like, but I don't want to be put in the situation to put a fight in the situation again.
Yeah, because him was disrespectful, and I can see that. It's I helped bring this guy up. Mm-hmm. It's Serra Longo.
And it's not disrespectful to get him off of there. It's disrespectful not to tell him.
Yeah, you didn't do it right.
In a respectful
manner. It's not about what you did. It's about how you did it.
Mm-hmm.
It's It's like, it's fine. He doesn't have to be in your corner, but you got to give him the fucking respect that he gave you all that time.
It's like the government. Training you. I took a loan out from the school, dropped out of school, and then didn't pay them. So they're like, hey, we're taking your income tax. And I'm like, fuck you. Take my income tax. I disrespectfully paid them back. They got their money, but every single fucking cent had to be taken from me in anger. Sons of bitches. they got their money, all right? What can I say? This year I was finally able to get my income tax. Finally.
Finally.
That's why I was like fucking buying shit like crazy.
I know that feeling.
Ay, ay, ay.
And Stimmy's coming in soon. Hoo-wee.
I gotta take it easy.
Take it easy. I want to buy my fuck. I want to get my computer parts, but
I gotta make a savings account or something.
Yeah, I wound up getting car parts, but it was a very much needed expense. That'll keep feeding my other expenses.
Yeah, I'm thinking of maybe getting a car, a little beater.
Make sure it's four-wheel drive.
Yup. Yeah, I'm trying to get a Subaru or something. Wheel drive. Hot ass little Subaru.
My dad's like,
oh, there's a lesbian around? No, it's just me.
My dad. My dad's like, why don't you get a truck already and give this car to your niece? I'm like, if I had the fucking money, I would.
Like, she gonna put ends on my truck? It's good.
I'm like, I don't make that much money to be giving away cars that I fucking paid for not too long ago. That's not an old car. It's 2014.
Oh, that's brand new to me. Shit. I don't think any of our cars are past 2005. All the ones my family drives, mm-hmm. None of them are past 2005.
Before this 14, I was driving a 96.
Yeah. We still have one 94 that's still running.
Nice. What is it?
It's a Jeep Cherokee, a black one. Still running. It's hurting, but it's running.
Do it. One of two Peruvian necktie submissions in UFC history. Finished last 10 wins, 8 by submission. All right. Serkanov over here. If I'm not mistaken, Serkanov had some kind of disagreement or pay dispute, misunderstanding of sorts, opponent. I don't know what it was. I believe it was him. But I think he got cut by the UFC when he was on a winning streak. And then he came back to the UFC and then he lost a couple of them. And he's been trying to make his way back. I could actually bring up the record. Fuck. Let's see. Life. No, I don't know. I'll bring it up later. 34 for Serkanov, 29 age, 6'3 to 6'5. Just realized I didn't fucking update the information on the YouTube. Stupid me. We'll do that right now, though. Nice piss.
Yeah. Woo! Feeling good, feeling great. Feeling great, feeling good. How are you?
So, are bars and shit opening up for you, back up for you guys soon?
I was about to say, pool league starts on Monday.
Nice.
I think we just got to see where they're going to host it at, but yeah, it should be good. But yeah, man, I think everyone's getting excited, which makes me nervous. People aren't gonna care.
Yeah.
Like, I was talking to my coworker, and I just went to go visit, and we're chilling in the front, and we're looking out the window, and she's like, you think people are gonna, go right back outside and stuff? I'm like, girls, as soon as you fucking tell them they can, they're gonna be at that bar.
Oh, fuck yeah.
As soon as you tell them. And then we're looking across the street, and we're seeing this dude with a mask on, walking towards this lady with a mask on. Dude pulls down his mask. I'm like, see? There you go, right there. They don't care. They don't give a shit. Like, he's walking towards a lady with a mask on. He could have waited 2 more seconds, walked past her, and like, all right, now I can take it down. But no, he don't care. He's like, I'm outside. Don't matter.
Bar-wise and everything, everything's pretty much going back to, I think so.
Yeah, dude, I've already seen pictures of what it looks like. People at bars, it's like nothing's happened. You can tell right away. It's like, no, they already got comfortable. They're like, oh, well, they let us in. We're sitting at the table. It is what it is.
Nut chat. So they're on pause right now. Serkanov spiked his toes right in.
Trying to slow him down a little.
Span's taint.
You got to take a little bit out of the springs.
He got him right in the taint, too. Mm-hmm. It did not look good.
A little big toe poke.
Yeah.
Do
you remember Serkanov was the one that got cut by the UFC and then came back? And he was on a winning streak.
He might have been. There's a few of those guys, the European dudes.
They come to a disagreement with the UFC. And
oh, Span drops him. He's on top, hammering. Will he put him away? Serkanov's kicking him off. All right, he's back up.
Yeah, let him up.
Ooh, flash knockdown. Ooh, baby. He's getting caught a little bit. He's got to move. He's planting his feet too long. Keep moving, bro. Keep moving. Ooh, Span's on top of him again. He clipped him with something. I think the ref's going to stop this. It's over.
Damn,
with 349 dude. To go. Span.
This guy is scary. He's got with some power.
Big hands.
No one really
does that to Serkanov. Even the crotch shot didn't slow him down.
No.
It wasn't enough. He tried. Let me slow him down a little. It wasn't enough. Dude's got powerful mitts, man. Oof. He ate a right jab, and then he gave him back a right straight. Puts him down. Oof.
God damn.
And then he's just all over him, but gets Serkanov gets back up eventually. But eventually gets clipped again. Yeah, just that whole thing with, like, you already got hurt, and then they clip you. That right there. Oof. Temple shot. Ugh. And that's it. Not getting up from that one. Thank you, ref. About let's jump in there a little quicker, please.
This is the ref that likes sending them.
That was one of them.
Yeah.
Is he the one Rogan had on? It was the other one, right? No, it was a different guy, right?
No,
who did he have on recently? He had somebody on.
Ref?
Yeah, like Mark Smith? Somebody, I forgot. I haven't watched that episode. I gotta check it. I don't think it was that guy, though. Whoever
no,
he
wasn't
had
that
on.
Guy. Damn, this guy's going, he's crying all crazy.
Hey, man, fighting's emotional.
Yeah, it is. It is.
All that fucking adrenaline and then the dump. It's like, oh, thank God. The fucking relief. Like, I'm gonna get my check. I don't gotta worry for the next few months.
Getting paid. Getting
I get
paid.
To pay my coaches that I owe money to because they're doing all this work for free.
A lot of money.
A lot of money. It's crazy, man.
Ah, that's peanut butter whiskey.
Woo!
With some coke.
Schoolball.
Shit's good.
Yeah, it's pretty tasty. This might be the death of us, bro.
Yeah, I think it was a mistake buying it because now I like it.
Like, that's just fucking delicious. That's, oh my God. It doesn't taste like alcohol.
Mm-mm.
I'm drinking candy, people. It's like I'm drinking Reese's.
Especially when you're mixing it with the fucking Coke.
Fucking great. Yeah, see, like my dude who plays bass with Rye, he's in Minnesota right now playing a show.
Nice.
See? Like, shit's happening, dude. Like, I'm already seeing little things pop up. That's like, there was up. Already the random little, like, events that would get put on that certain musicians would get. It was more like protest events and that kind of thing. And, like, cultural things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, those groups are still getting hired to play things, right? But now it's starting to open up to, like, all right, the rock bands are starting to come back. The cover bands and all that shit.
It has to, man. People gotta make money.
Yeah. Yeah, that we saw, like, comedians already coming out and stuff, you know? Like, they're already doing shows.
Well, they already gave COVID to everyone they had to.
Yeah, like, the community. The podcast I'm watching, I'm like, everyone's already like, yeah, I'm doing shows, man. Let's go. Let's get out there. We'll be over there. We'll see y'all. Like, woo! We all crazy. Then Schultz is in fucking Florida. He's like, still, they don't care.
Dude,
they look at you funny.
Did you see that Alex Jones episode?
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
Holy
fuck,
dude.
It was so crazy.
Let me tell you about Bill Gates. Hold up. You want me to tell you?
And they're just fucking loving it. Just like,
you want me to tell you? I can tell you. It's like, tell us, come on.
And he's getting mad drunk. Yeah. His face just gets all red.
Yeah. From the... He's like, you got some pretty eyes. Your eyes look at pretty eyes over here. This is my new boyfriend. It's like, chilling,
you're fucking... Poor Akash.
And then they're like, and then he's like, I thought you guys were going to bring me a gay frog. And then they're like, Mark's from Florida, and he's a frog.
And he's French.
Yeah, and he's French, so he's a frog.
Yeah, he's a frog.
And you said the frogs from Florida are gay, so does that make Mark a gay frog? You want me to tell you? Let me tell you.
Oh, he's a wild boy, man.
He can fuck, though.
That's crazy.
So I don't think Belial wins this fight.
Oh, it's gonna be his hardest fight for sure.
I'm rooting for him because he's from Chicago. Yo. Yeah.
Somewhere in Bears hat. Woo! Let's go, ball out.
Razor Ramon's not from Chicago, but I'm wearing a bad guy shirt. The bad guy. So I can start designing stupid stuff like this, right? Like Full Heel Podcast.
Yeah. Like, if it's just type like that, that I could do no problem.
Cool, cool, cool.
Once we start getting into, like, you start using shading and, like, three-dimensional type objects, it's a little harder.
Yeah, but I could do more than one color or just one color?
No, you could do up to, like, three or four.
Okay.
Depending. Like, the simpler, the better.
Yeah.
And then there's things you can do where you can use two colors to make it look like three colors, four colors. Like, you could do little things. And we could talk about that stuff, too. So it's like, yeah, you can kind of get away with stuff.
Cool, cool. Because I need to start coming up with, like, because people, it's the same shit that people have done, but like Full Heel Podcast in different fonts, like noticeable fonts or like just different images. I need to commission someone to draw a cartoon of me that I can use.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah. Developing like characters and stuff.
Yeah.
Some more imagery.
Like a Nacho Libre me.
Yeah.
A luchador me. You know, a funny cartoon, not taking myself serious, like, put the championship on me, draw me a six. But no, you find a little character that I could use in different pictures and...
Yeah, like a little, yeah. Like a simple logo character?
Yeah, like I could make a different logo after 4 years, maybe a second logo. Like the FHP, the shirt one with the square, that's just kind of the first one that's come up and probably will always be there as one.
Yeah.
That's the main one. It works. It's the main one, but like I could switch it up too and make like different logos and shit.
Everyone always asks me what it is. And they look at it, they're like, what is that? I'm like, Full Heel Podcast.
When I would go to the wrestling shows, people would be staring at my shirt because they're like, that's an NWO shirt, but what's FHP? Like, Full
Heel Podcast. They're confused. They're like, what? Yeah, everyone does that to me too. I'm like, exactly.
What is this trickery? Did he steal the box and put the letter? Oh, my God. How dare he? That bastard.
Yo, like, I have this one design that I'm trying to do, but then I'm like, man, it's so cheesy that so many people might like it. Someone's going to steal this shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, fuck. Are they going to take all my money because they know how to run business better? Like, those bastards. I just got to really put it out the right way. Oh shit, Kong, Gojira.
Gojira.
Like, I gotta start fucking with the program. I'm trying to work on doing like photograph prints.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like one color, but it's like just like black and white type stuff. I gotta start working on that shit. Because a lot of it's just like getting the settings right so that the film comes out right, so that the screen is right.
I'm excited for this stupid ass movie.
Yeah, I like Godzilla movies.
Yeah, I like stupid fucking action movies. People are like, you like that stupid shit?
What about the
story? It's like,
yes, I do.
It had action right there. Yeah, but the story was stupid. The story of a fucking mythological fucking radioactive lizard versus a giant gorilla?
Yeah.
You're complaining about the story? Yeah, you fucking idiot.
Have an imagination.
Yeah. But then again, I can't fucking watch Endgame without getting emotional. Shit gets to me, dude. I don't know why. I can't watch that movie with anybody.
Feelings are feelings, bro.
Yeah.
There's like a couple things, bro. I can make myself cry. Easy. Easy, bro.
If I ever become an actor, that's a scene I'm going to remember. It's the way I found to make myself cry. God damn it, Spider-Man.
You little bastard.
Yeah. Yeah, no, dude, I could do it.
When I want, like, super joy, I'm just going to fucking remember Captain America getting the hammer. Vroom.
Oh, shit.
Have you ever seen the thing where he gets the hammer while people are watching it in a pub? Like, they were watching it in a pub. Or they were watching it in a... No, it was at a movie. It was at the movie theater. The pub thing was different. They put it up at the pub because they were watching a soccer game at the pub, and then they put it there, too. Mm. But they recorded the reaction to it. And,
Oh, I think I have seen this.
Yeah.
And everybody goes, ah!
Yeah, everyone... Like, when they see the hammer start flowing, they're like, yes, because they think... Everyone thinks Thor is controlling it.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, yeah, he's going to hit Thanos, so then he hits Thanos, and people are like, yeah, fuck yeah. And then it stops, and then you think it's going to Thor, but it goes past Thor, and it goes to Captain, and it goes, vroom. And the crowd's just like, ah! That's got to be, like... well, for...
Magic.
Comic book movies... That's got to be the greatest scene there has been.
That's a pretty good one.
Captain America getting the fucking hammer and beating the shit out of Thanos for a little bit.
He's worthy?
And then,
he's worthy. Thor.
I knew it. I was watching that again today, dude, and I'm like, I should have gotten the fucking hammer.
Oh, man.
I'll get thee.
Fat Thor is so great, though. That's so funny.
I have a couple body parts of Fat Thor now, though. Collectible one.
That's hilarious. They made a Fat Thor?
Yeah, they will a Bro Thor, so he's like in his pajamas and everything. Yeah.
Sick. The dude.
And then there's a cool Thor, the one where you remember he's like, well, let's kill him proper this time, and then it goes and like the thunder hits and his hair gets tied back and his beard gets tied up.
Yeah,
they have that Thor with the armored out, and he's got the little bit of a belly.
Getting back in shape, Thor.
Yeah.
That's funny. Fair no sweet. Time for a cut. Tie it up. Let's do this.
Leon Edwards being all disrespectful at the weigh-in and shit.
What did he do? I missed that.
They did the stare down, but like, you know how they do the side by side and they kind of step to the side and they pose?
Yeah.
Leon Edwards kind of just turned and like put his hands up and like this guy's like right there and like.
Almost like, hits on your shit?
Yeah, yeah. It's like, come on, dude. You know, like, touching each other is going to... And it's like, well, come on, Rafa. You're reading into it too much. I'm like, okay, maybe
it's purposeful. It's maybe instigating.
Yeah, but then when they're going to walk away, I guess Belil's kind of asking for it, too. He's kind of, like, still staring him down. And Edwards kind of just, like, walks and, like, kind of, like, shoulder pushes him a little bit.
Yeah, he's trying to bully him.
Yeah.
And Belil's like...
A little bit of a bullying thing.
And like, I'm like, all right, is that... All right.
I mean, you guys are going to fight already. This doesn't need to happen.
I know where that is. I ride sleds on there. Yeah, it's in those. It's like one of our forest preserves. Has those stairs.
Mm-hmm.
He goes and works out there.
Some guy in one of the groups is like, I was surprised that Belil could speak perfect English. I'm like, he's from Chicago.
Racism.
Yeah, exactly.
Racism.
I'm like, he's from Chicago, you guys. Come on.
We have Palestinians here.
Mm-hmm.
They're nice people. Free Palestine.
Who's he training with?
He trains... I forget who he trains with.
Oh.
Is it... I think it's similar people that Yair trains with. I forget the name of that gym.
This guy's tough, man. He's a grinder. He's not particularly a knockout artist, a submission artist, but he can submit.
But he will make you work.
Yeah, but exactly. He's going to make you... He's going to turn you into Rihanna. He's going to make you work. You gotta hit him with the pop culture references, right? Gotta connect, bro.
Oh shit, I was not expecting that one.
Yeah, I think Edwards is gonna take it though. He's a longer fighter. He's a complete mixed martial artist. Not that Belil isn't. I'm hoping for a good fight.
I'm so excited.
To be honest, I'm hoping for a good fight.
Spark it up.
Oh, yeah. Fuck you. The ball's there. Lista. It's just I forgot to update the fucking info, so then I did, but I had already gone live, so it didn't go live. It's an easy fix. I just have to fix it after. But
the title info?
Yeah, yeah.
Gotcha.
But we weren't live because of that, because it was a similar or I hadn't opened it up.
Oh, because the name is the same.
We're live now, so it doesn't matter. I can go and post and just upload the video because it's been recording the whole time.
True. Official. So people could hear Danny get the win.
Yeah, Danny knocked the fuck out of this guy in 23 seconds.
Was that guy's name Tucker?
Yeah, something like that. And then, what was his previous one?
Ay.
Marijuana affects the memory. He got the knockout, too. The black guy with the cornrows.
Span. Big right hand.
Derek Span, I think.
Ryan.
And Ryan Span knocked out Serkinov.
Left hook to the temple.
I got to stop TKO. Wasn't a knockout. The ref had to step in.
Yo.
Don't kill him.
He's already dead.
So
here comes Bilal.
I'm not even gonna get. I guess I'll just bust him out next time. I think it's use the badass graphics, except for round one graphic. It's only been round one. Hey, what can you do?
Like, where are we going? I can't see nothing. You gonna open a gate or something?
Ay. Put on for your city, bro.
Yeah, he's trying to wake himself up. You see that
fucking
slowly?
The security guard fucking spin game at the UFC ring. Hey, baby.
That's good.
TJ Larry pulling for. Shab was calling out Theo for.
Oh, like hitting up all the fighters?
Yeah, for hitting up all the fighters, but tweeting there too and having one of his tweets out there.
Oh, yeah, because he's, like, hitting up Dana. Like, damn, Dana, thanks.
Yeah, and then Theo's like, yeah, Dana, pay Dana. The man, Dana. And then he's like, stop acting like, he's like, you better hope Dana doesn't hear this or something. He's not gonna give you tickets to the next fight. He's not going to have your tweets up there for a fight. Win streak for Bilal Muhammad. 10th most significant strike among active UFC welterweights, 790. Eighth most active takedowns among active UFC welterweights, 22. I don't know why I couldn't get that out.
Oh, you're jumping the takedown word.
Yeah.
It happens.
The takedown word was taking me down.
Take it down. Let's go Palestine.
Is he praying?
To Allah.
Aye.
Powerful Muslim.
He fasts and everything too, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. During Ramadan.
He was still training last year.
Yeah, I remember.
2 years ago.
They were talking about it. Mm-hmm.
He's like, yeah, I ain't going to stop me. Because I think there was a weird way he was getting around it. Because I think you could eat at night.
Yeah, no, you can eat. There's just, you
there's
can,
like specific times.
Yeah, you can.
So he was
like,
figuring it out, yeah.
You can't eat during the day?
I think you could drink water.
Right? You can like drink water during the day, but you can't eat or anything until like nighttime?
Yeah, nighttime.
Or like something for like 5-hour window or something?
Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure on the rules.
Yeah, me neither, because I find rules silly. I don't like discipline. That's why I'm soft. I'm a pudgy boy.
It's crazy. Sometimes discipline leads to freedom.
Oh, for sure.
That's the weird thing.
Right? Yeah.
Shout outs to all my buddies watching. Or anyone watching, for that matter. Yeah, and hit me up about shirts. Shirts are coming soon.
Yeah. They'll be in by next week.
Yeah, let me know. That way I can get more made if need be.
Small through 2X. That's what we got.
It's been over a year for this guy to fight Rocky Edwards.
Yo.
He's got a fighter's frame too, man. Like, very long torso, but long limbs as well. And, like, he's jacked.
He's svelte. Yeah, like, he's got nothing extra. Mm. Like, he's got what he needs, and that's it.
And those limbs, I'm telling you.
Yeah, because he's going to be taller than Bilal, for sure.
Oh, yeah, no.
He's tall as fuck. Bilal, he's got him on reach. Yeah, Bilal's going to be a little wider, though.
I think it's 3 inches.
So we'll see if, like, if that actually does anything, you know? Will that, like, strength have an effect, or is it just for show?
So we're about to see how much merit this number three ranking has for Edwards. Like, who has it really beat that can justify
it? Dos Años?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was probably his last win, right? That was
I think so. I think his biggest and last one was...
Because he was on the way up. It was pretty much like either he gets contender next, number one, or he gets the champ next. That's kind of where he was, and then everyone keeps falling out.
Well, Masvidal pieced him up with a two-piece in a soda, or the three-piece in a soda, and that blew up, and Edwards is like, fuck you, I want to fight you, I want to fight you, and that kind of never happened. And he kind of was just calling this guy out.
Oh, because the COVID happened.
Yeah, and then so COVID happened. Craziness. So, like, that's why it's been a whole year.
Yeah. Damn, I'm as tall as Bilal. Holy shit.
Damn. The height's a lot. The reach, not so much, but the height, yeah. What, let's see,
he's 6'2". Holy shit, dude.
3-inch differential.
Holy shit. Edwards is tall. He's got 3 inches on him.
Yeah. Tall mofo.
Here we go, folks. Yeah, the ring girl getting the wedgie out.
I was about to say, we both noticed that we're pigs.
Sorry.
I love it. Hey, that camera guy got the perfect view of...
It's biology, man. UFC my eyes go there. It's not me.
Pulling out her wedgie.
I'm not trying to look there.
God damn, I wish I was those underwear.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to look at the cage, all right? I'm trying. It's not working. It keeps going that way. They know what they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
They know exactly what they're doing, these bastards. They're making me out to be a terrible person.
They have a ring girl for a reason.
I'm saying.
And they should have ring guys for when girls fight. Why not?
Chicago. Let's go.
I think Invicta does that.
Let's go below.
Yeah.
Who does that?
Invicta. They have guy.
Oh, yeah. Ring boys.
Yeah, ring boys.
Yeah.
I think
Wasn't it a fighter, too?
I think it was Joe Band.
No, it wasn't Joe Band. It was somebody else.
It was a UFC fighter.
Yeah, it was a UFC fighter. I forget who it was, though. That's why it was so funny to me. I'm like, they got a fighter to do it?
Oh, it was the hair guy. The hair guy.
Which hair guy?
Theodoro.
Oh, yeah, he's not even UFC anymore. I think they dropped him.
Most likely.
He would play too much. He wouldn't actually fight. He was like play fighting. It's like, are you trying to win or are you just trying to show off?
He was touching him up, right, instead of like...
Yeah, he was just kind of pity-patting, like point fighting, pop. Not like effectively. Mm-hmm. It was kind of like he didn't... It looked like he almost didn't care to win. Ooh, no glove touch. I love it. Let's do this.
No, I'm telling you.
We want war.
Edwards was disrespecting Bilal. Ooh-wee. Baby? She's so hot, man.
Ooh, girl.
Jiggly, jiggly, jiggly. Jiggly puff. Edwards is... Coming up with something. Look at him.
Here we go.
Damn, no glove touch to even start the round, dude.
Uh-uh.
Some animosity here.
This is all violence.
I love it. Maybe I'll be able to get a timer in for this one.
We should. I feel like these guys are going to go longer unless someone has a crazy strike that lands on the chin. I don't know if they have knockout power like that.
Oh, my God. As soon as I fucking start the timer, there's a nutshot.
His cup moved. I think he just tipped him a little.
Oh, fuck. Here, I'll fix it. Nutshots and everything. There you go.
You know, I'm liking that Bilal is not looking flustered right now. He's like, all right, let's see. See what opens up here.
Yeah, he's going to have to stay composed.
Gotta keep it for 25 minutes. That reach is gonna be tricky. I wanna see him throw some leg kicks, though.
It's tricky to rock around. That's right.
But I'm thinking maybe this gives him some confidence, though. A little wrestling. A little like, alright, you're not gonna stick me from far away? Right here close? Alright, let's do this. Let's do work. Yeah, Bilal puts him on the fence. Ooh, nice elbow. On nice elbow over the top. Very nice. All right, let's see some leg kicks. Throw some body kicks. You have a good body kick. Let's see it.
I like seeing that work when they throw, strikes when they disengage.
Yeah, because you see them line it up and bah, and they get out safe.
It's like, why waste that opportunity?
Mm-hmm.
It's an effective strike. Ooh. Edwards carelessly threw that up there like it didn't even fucking effortlessly, not carelessly.
Yeah, no, that was for the arms. He's trying to get the arms tired.
Oof.
You see?
Ay, ay, ay.
That's at the arms. That's at the arms. Did that touch him?
I don't know, but Edwards might have. Edwards came in strong.
He
might have
just liked that he was right up against the... No, yeah, that definitely touched him. He's bleeding. He's bleeding off the side of his head. He definitely got hit. That reach is bothering Bilal hard. He's got 2.5 to go still this round. Ooh, did he touch him there? No, he just ducked into a grappling.
This is where Bilal's going to have to be. We're going to have to work him
on
the floor.
Hit him to the legs. Hit him to the legs. Beat up his legs. Beat up his legs. He's got the body lock, double unders. Bilal's just holding up against the cage.
It's tough. You got
to
win.
I need him to get out of this round. I don't want him to lose here. This would be too soon. He needs to build his confidence a little.
Double underhooks.
There you go. Hit him. Hit him. Keep hitting him. Figure it out. Yeah, hit him somewhere. Hit him. Find spots.
Ooh, Edwards escapes. They're out of it. Back to the center.
Yeah, those fucking... Ugh, dude, he's so long. That's crazy. It looks insane.
Edwards has that Izzy body, that John Jones body. He's got long limbs.
Yeah, Bilal's got to figure out how to close his distance. He hasn't figured it out yet. Hopefully he'll get some pointers in between rounds.
Eye poke.
Like you. Close your hands. He's still doing it.
It's a tough round, but I don't know. Oof. Probably Edwards.
Yeah, he's getting used to this range. It's a tricky range. That's what I'm saying. He's got to throw some leg kicks in there to at least get Edwards to slow down. Like, I want to see some leg kicks, man. He's not throwing them at all. Edwards threw one there. I want to see some from Bilal.
I wonder if he's worried about a takedown from Edwards. I don't know why he would be, though. Not that he can't, but...
See, that was weird. That was unnecessary. You saw that? The inside crescent?
Mm-hmm.
That's a waste. What are you doing? You got to hit him with something real. That. I'm thinking he's getting tired. I no love these. Come on, coaches. I don't like that. You saw that? That? I don't like that. The eyebrow raise?
Yeah.
Get your shit together, guy. I'd be talking mad shit to him right now. Like, yo, dude, this ain't the time for that. That's the one we didn't see necessarily. Yeah, I thought it landed on the arms. That shit hit him flush. Oh, yeah, he was hurt.
Yeah.
He was hurt.
You some kind of, like, had to recover.
Yeah, no, he's feeling it. That reach is really fucking him up. Oof. Yeah, Leon is missing by a little bit.
And it looked like he was getting comfy.
Yep. Yeah, no, he's seeing everything. Bilal's struggling with the reach. Tell you, man, I want to see some leg kicks. I want to see that jab. Or the body kick, because he hasn't thrown it at all. And then at the end, he just started throwing wild shit. Which, to me, tells me he's getting tired. And he's just trying to throw anything.
I hope he recovered from that fucking kick to the chin, dude. That was shin across the chin.
Yep.
He's got a beard on him.
Yep. Yeah, see, he's got to be much more judicious about when he's going to come in or not.
Another eye poke?
Yeah.
Damn, Belil's going hard.
I guess he straight jab, eye poke.
Maybe, did he blind him? Could he be freaking out because of
that? Oh, yeah, that was a hard eye poke, dude. Oh, my God. Yeah, no, he right away, he's like, man, that's like straight fingers, dude.
Belil's not taking it.
I hardly ever understand why they do that, though, like, doing this. Like, why don't you just throw the punch instead, you know? Like, why don't you just hold your hands as a punch? But maybe the gloves are too fucked up. Will we see more acting? Oh, no, he's bleeding bad, dude. No, this one's over. He's bleeding out of there? This is over. This is done.
I don't want
to. He cut his shit open, dude.
I don't want
to see. You got to take him to the hospital ASAP, dude. This is over.
Yeah, it's over.
Fuck. Yeah, no, he knew it, too. He's pissed. Fuck, dude, what a bummer.
But what's Belil crying about? The eye or the fight being stopped?
I think it's all of it. I think it's all of it, dude.
Because I'd be more worried about the fucking eye, dude.
I mean, that too, dude. That it's probably he probably can't see out of that eye.
Yeah, right now. That's why
he's probably freaking out. He's like, fuck, I cannot see out of this thing. Damn. Another controversial ending to another main event. 2 weeks in a row. What will be the conclusion?
Fuck, dude.
And it's not like Leon didn't get warned about this shit.
No.
And he got warned about that the previous round, too. The ref clearly went, yo, you're doing this. I need you to do this. And he went, aight. And he still kept doing it. Like, I remember they were doing and he was doing this, though. He's still jabbing out.
Yeah, no, you're like, he's still doing it. And then he stabbed him in the eye.
Yep. You know, he's bleeding. That wasn't from a punch. That was from an eye poke. Oof. What a bummer for Leon also. Like, he's winning this fight. If he kept on, he would have won this fight. But then to do it this way.
Like, this is such an issue in UFC.
Yeah, they got to do something about those gloves, man. Like, I hope the calls come up again about it.
Oh my God. No, dude. Did he blow up his eye?
It looks like he got stabbed in the eye, bro. Oh, my God. Shit.
You know, it's fucking hilarious. Mm. Biz being his commentator. Oh, he's just like, fight.
This is some bullshit. Nobody ever cared about my eye. Oh, man. Yeah, right? That's got to be triggering for Bisping, yo. He doesn't have an eye. Interesting.
I want to hear what Belil has to say because,
I mean, he's just gonna be upset, dude. Like
no, but like I want to hear
like if, how is he?
Yeah, if he can see or not.
I don't know.
I'm kind of freaking out.
I don't know if we're gonna know right away. I think we're gonna hear later on, and they're gonna go check him out. Yeah, right. You think they make us talk to him? One of them, both of them. Weird. What a way to end. Just suck the energy out the room.
Mm-hmm.
Oof. Yeah, because, like, the way Belil fell back was like, whoa, something must be really bad that he fell like that.
Yeah, no. Because
he's not one to like...
He's not one to act. He's a tough motherfucker.
Yeah, he's going to keep coming. Like, so he would never do that.
When I saw him holding it and go, like, I'm like...
Yeah, when he turned over on the ground, that's when I was like, that must be really bad that he doesn't want to get up. Oh, dude, what a bummer.
Makes me feel like when I see people break their fucking leg, because I feel it. Like, I don't feel the pain, but, like, it makes me feel something when I see someone break that same part of the leg I broke. Mm-hmm. I go, I don't want to see that.
Like that Anderson fight?
Yeah. That shit was so fucking weird to watch.
It's like, ooh.
He kicked the shin and his fucking leg broke. I was like, oh, what the fuck? Don't show it again.
Nice elbow over the top. That was beautiful.
Yeah, and round one for Bilal.
And then boom, but he eats that one. My God. That's a whole left high kick.
Oh, they took out the wobble. He kind of wobbled after that.
Yeah, eats a 1-2 clean. Oh, and the eye poke. Oh, it's so bad. Because he takes an eye poke and the body kick, but you just see him react to the eye. He's just like, fuck. He falls back from that, you know? And he's not one to do that. Like, if he was fine, he would have just fought.
Mm-hmm. Nah, dude, he's bleeding from the
eye. Yeah, dude, it's bad.
Shit is ruptured in there.
Yeah, man. So hopefully he recovers soon.
Even if, like, that... Damn. Even if that eye's, quote-unquote, fine, like, there's scratches, there's damage done to that eye, and his vision will not... I don't think it'll ever be the same, even if he can't see out of both.
Yeah, it's going to be a big thing. Like, that's why I'm like, we're not going to know tonight, you know? Mm-mm.
And you know how annoying that is, dude?
Oh, dude. I don't even want to imagine being half blind, bro. That doesn't sound like fun. Like, most of the time, like, you know how there's a lot of people that wear... Like, you wear glasses and shit. Like,
yeah.
You go without them for a long time, and you're just like, fuck, I can't see right now. Like...
I can't, though. Now that I've worn them for this long, it's fucked up my eyes worse now.
I'm always, like, confused. I'm like, I don't know how people live like that. Because I'm like, wait, so you just walk around blurry-eyed all the time? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, ooh. Because my eyes work for the most part. And no, I'm just like, dude, that sounds so crazy. It sounds scary. I think I have astigmatism in this one. So, like, when you blink, it gets a little blurry in, like, certain spots. But for the most part, it's all good. So that shit, oh, God. That's just one of the things that's scary as fuck, dude. The eye damage.
Yeah, no, it is, dude.
Because they're so sensitive, man.
Dude, you get a little bit of a... You get a fucking eyelash in there, and you're like, I can't do anything. You literally can't do anything.
A little piece of dust? Yeah. A little... Oh, dude. Like, I've been working with wood because I've been working on shit, and I'm just like, I keep forgetting to, like, close my eyes and, like, yeah... Or, like, if I'm going to do something, like,
wear glasses, dude. You never know, man. Because...
She's scary.
Yeah. Not shit only, flying. Like, will you get dust in there and it'll fuck with you, but, like, what happens when something's sharp in there and it cuts you? And then that abrasion feels like there's... It feels like there's something on your eye for that long because it's a scar over it, and you feel, like, itchy all the time. You feel it all the time.
Yeah, fuck it's not worth all it. That.
And... This is scary, man. This eye thing was very scary. His eye was bleeding. Bleeding.
Yeah, it was very bad eye poke.
I got to use my round 2 graphic, though.
Nice.
Yeah.
El estreno.
Yeah. I don't know. Are they going to talk to Bilal? Or did they just, like, rush him off?
I think he's off. Yeah, no, I think he's off. I don't see why you would. He's probably in pain. Got to do something about that eye.
Well, I don't know if he's blind or not. That's why.
Coming up, final thoughts. Blind? That sucked.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Poor guy. Fuck. Remember the name.
We'll check out next week's event. We don't have a pay-per-view till the 29th. That's...
Damn, really?
The 27th.
Oh, shit.
2 weeks? That's not even that long, actually.
Yeah, no, it's not too bad.
And that's Miocic versus Ngannou, which I'm assuming people are going to want to come for that one, too. Probably have...
The big boys.
Probably have some more people in house.
Oh, man. Miocic.
Yeah, that is 2 weeks from now. Next week is Brunson Holland, and then the week after that is Miocic Ngannou.
Then Till Vittori. Ooh, some fun fights coming up. And then Whitaker Costa. Oh, my. And then Jean Namajunas.
Ay, ay, ay.
Jesus. And that takes us into April. Holy fuck. Fun fights.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Let's review. Let's review next card's. Next week's card real quick. What a weird night of fights.
Super weird.
So the first super fight, Ige weird. Knocks him out in 23 seconds. Second fight, Serkanov gets beat in the first round. Knockout. Or TKO. And then,
no contest.
And then a no contest because Belil got stabbed in the eye. I want to say a poke, but he was bleeding.
Yeah, no, he was stabbed.
There was a puncture.
That was a stabbing. He's leaking out of his eye.
I'm bleeding.
Holy shit.
I hope he's all right. Bisbing, you're the expert on this. Let us know. I want to hear Bisbing unfiltered on the Believe You Me
about this. Oh, next episode?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. He'll really let off. Yeah. Like, it's going to be some bullshit, man.
Yeah, it's going to be hilarious.
He's like, homeboy got stabbed in the eye.
Him and Luis J. Gomez are going to go at it, talking about it.
Wasn't he going to fight his son?
Who's going to fight whose son?
Wasn't Luis going to fight Bisping's son?
No.
Did that happen already?
No, that's not going to happen.
Or his buddy or somebody? Wasn't he going to
fight
someone?
Luis is fighting Jason Ellis.
Oh, okay. I feel like Bisping was trying to line up his son to fight someone for fun.
Bisping's son is training pretty
That's
hard.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, he's trying to line him up. Like, come on, dude. You can do it.
I think
he's down.
I think they talked about it, but I think Luis was not down for it. He's like, no, I'm not going to let your son beat me up. This was going to happen.
Boo. Yeah, it was.
Because Luis is just trying to fight
somebody he could beat up.
Well, comedians that can't fight, because he says he's a comedian that can't fight.
I guess that makes sense.
And, well, him fighting Jason Ellis, he's like, Jason Ellis can fight, so that's why I'm doing... He's like, this is a challenge for me. Because Jason Ellis has fought MMA fights.
Oh, all right.
And he got knocked out by Shane... Carwin. Carwin had his hand tied behind his back, too, but he still knocked him out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Go ahead and subscribe to the podcast if you guys haven't by now. Like I said, message me about shirts and we will get shit going. I think I should probably set up a PayPal and just have it ready for people if people are going to order it. Like, as of now, I'm just trying to pawn them off.
They could just send, yeah.
I'm just trying to guilt my friends into buying them right now.
Yeah, they could just send you the money with their address.
Yeah.
It'd be Gucci.
Mm-hmm. So I should probably set up a PayPal. But shirts are in red. Lettered FHP shirts like the ones we're always wearing. You guys have usually seen the white ones. There's been one showing of the red last week. That's the one that will be available. I should probably put up a picture of me with it on. But I need to get better at business. So that'll be coming soon. A picture of me with the shirt on. $15 a shirt. Let me know. Hit me up about shirts. Right now it's the red lettered. Once I sell out of the red lettered, I could probably get both of them made. I can issue both of them red and white lettered, depending on how fast and if I can sell all of them. So go ahead and let me know. Not subscribed to the podcast, smash that like for weekly content here on the network. Before we get out of here, I want to cover next week's card and give you our thoughts and give you our picks for next week. Derek Brunson versus Kevin Holland.
I got Holland.
I got Holland too. I think this is gonna be
looking exciting.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be an interesting fight. They're both willing to strike. If it goes to the ground, Kevin can submit Derek, but Derek does have some ground and pound, so that'll be interesting to see.
But we saw Kevin Holland stun a man from his back.
We've seen Kevin Holland do something that's never been done.
Yeah, I ain't never seen that happen.
Nope,
that shit looked crazy to me. I was like, what?
It's beautiful.
The only thing that was close to that was Nico Price, I think. Mm-hmm. Where he's doing those fucking hammer fists from the bottom.
Yeah.
But that was it. It's just those two guys generating some crazy force from the bottom. Putting people in danger from the bottom with strikes. And that shit does not happen.
Derek Brunson had some highlight knockouts, but it seemed people have figured him out and his striking just isn't on the elite level.
Like, it feels like he's topped out.
Yeah.
Like, his footwork isn't the greatest. So, like, when he's attacking you, he attacks in straight lines.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you back up at angles, you can catch him. And like, he's explosive, mm-hmm. but if you can get out of his way and hit him.
And Kevin's striking might not be on the elite level either, but it is unorthodox and unique enough to where I think it's going to cause problems for Derek Brunson. And I actually see Kevin Holland knocking out Brunson probably second round.
I can see that.
Co-main event. Gregor Gillespie taking on Brad Riddle. I do not know who the fuck Brad Riddle is. Or why he is in the co-main event.
Name sounds familiar.
I think you're thinking about Matt Riddle, Lord Voldemort.
No.
No? All right.
No, his name sounds familiar, but I don't know.
Because, you know, Matt Riddle rearranged spells Lord Voldemort. Are you a Harry Potter fan? No.
Is this?
You didn't have it read to you in grade school?
Just the first, like, part of the first one, and then the Jehovah's Witnesses were like, yo, y'all need to chill with this black magic. Ah! And then we were like, yo, what the fuck? So we all read it on our own.
Yeah.
But yeah, I only read up to the fifth one, and then I was like, yeah, I'm done. I'll watch the movies.
Why don't we read up to the third and then watch the movies?
Yeah.
They read us the first, I read the second and the third. And then I think I got too old, and I was like, I'm not doing this anymore.
It's hard to just sit around when you're thinking about titties.
Yeah. Dang, I got other shit to do.
It's like, yeah, I gotta figure out a way to make some money and impress those titties. They need impressing.
Yeah, so I don't know who. Well, Brad Riddle's only 9-1. Gillespie's 13-1, but we've kind of seen him. He's a very dominant wrestler. He's got some striking, but I forgot who knocked him out.
Yeah, he's one of those little wrestle boxers that are super strong. My name is Gregor Gillespie.
So I know who Gregor is, and I know his style, but I don't know who Brad Riddle is, and I don't know his style. And for that reason, I'm going to go with Gregor Gillespie.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm probably not going to be able to pick any more picks after that first one.
Okay, so Kevin Lee knocked out Brad Riddle.
And Yancy Medeiros. Gillespie. Vince Pichel.
Let's see. Brad Riddle is... Oh, no, he said from Auckland.
City cockboxing. I mean, kickboxing.
9 TKOs, KOs, 4 decisions. He's lost once by submission. Who did he lose to? Abel Brights.
In Hex Fight Series.
Armbar, 2018. Malarkey. He has 1, 2, 3 UFC fights.
Alex De Silva Coelho. Yep, he's gone. He's gone decision 3 times. I guess he's gonna be a tough dude.
I'm guessing he's a striker, and I'm guessing Gillespie's gonna go in for the takedown. I'm predicting his strategy, but that's usually what Gillespie does. So, I'm going Gillespie.
That sounds good.
Let's see.
I feel like he's going to have more experience there. He's got 4 fights more. Probably going to have the upper hand.
Who's your dog? Dragging
it. Tai Tuivasa versus Dante Mays.
I think we both know who Tai is, and our criticism for him has been very widely voiced on here.
He don't give enough of a fuck. He could be champion.
He's a personality. He's got knockout power. He has no cardio. He wants to be the funny act. And he can be the funny act, but just knock out people, man.
Yeah, get your cardio. He's more worried about fucking getting his...
He's more worried about drinking beer out of shoes.
Yeah, he's more worried about the shoey after the fight than the actual fight. That's a problem, yo.
Yeah. That's why he's fighting people like Dantal Mayes.
Dantal Mayes. 8-4.
Yeah, an 8-4.
Wonder where they got him from. So, most likely Ty. It's probably his to lose. Gustavo Lopez, Adrian Yanez.
This is a gimme for Ty.
I'm not going to know anyone. I know Max Griffin's name, but that's about it. I think the rest of these fights, I'm done.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to have to tap out on a lot of these. So, yeah. Brandon Renault. Yeah, there's a lot of... I'm going to watch them so I get to know them more because there's a lot of names I do not know on here.
Yeah, there's a lot of N2s, N1s.
9-4 and 2s, 8 and 2s.
So it's like people who... 9 and 2s. They're like not the brightest
This isn't that big of a card, guy. This it's a smaller one. This is a true fans MMA card next week. If you're a true fan of MMA, you guys will tune in and watch me and Toucan talk about the last three fights. Maybe four fights. Definitely the last three.
True.
But yeah. I think that we're picking. I'm going with Ty. It's for him to. He needs to win this fight. Well, he doesn't need to win this fight, but
yeah, they just re-signed them. But it's his to lose, pretty much.
Yeah, like, he's the one should win this fight.
More experience, he should have the upper hand here.
Yeah. Gustavo Lopez taking on Adrian Yanez. I do not know who they are.
12-5 versus 12-3, so mm-hmm. Similar experience.
Max Griffin 16-8 taking on
Keenan Song.
16-5.
Also, similar experience.
Montserrat. Yeah, then it gets tough after that.
Cheyenne Baez.
Yeah. All right, Toucan.
Ladies.
Anything before we get out of here?
I'm good, man. Go get your vaccines. I'm getting mine Tuesday. Let's get back out in the world, man. Let's do this shit.
Yeah, yeah. I'm getting my vaccine soon. Still eating. Still eating healthy. Woo! Still eating keto. Keeping the mask on.
Oh, for real, right? We're going to hit the beach this year, dog?
I don't not yet, but... Where's my camera? Where's my camera? What? Oh, Hulk Hogan. Actually, I would now. I don't care. There's a lot. I've gone shirtless fatter at the beach, and there's a lot more fatter, not jacked people.
Yeah, no, it doesn't matter, dude. It's about the mindset, bro.
Oh, I'm fucking jacked compared to people. I just don't know it. I need to tell myself more of that because I am.
Yeah. You know, like, ladies have loved the soft body on me. Mm. It's been funny for me, right? Because I was always used to the stick thin build.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, wait, I got a little. And they're cool with it. And they're like, no, I like this. I'm like, oh, all right, word. Okay. I don't have to rush to get rid of it, but I'm going to get rid of it.
Nah, I think they like the Thor body better, which is what I need to work on more. Get strict on that keto. Drop 30 pounds and be all fucking ripped.
Start chopping down trees.
Yeah. Or buy the fake hammer. Or buy a fucking real hammer, sledgehammer. Start swinging this shit. All right, guys. Like I said, subscribe to the podcast. Drop a like. Drop a comment. Let me know about the shirts. $15 a shirt. Red-lettered FHP shirts. Hit me up. And we will let you know what's up. Give us your address and we'll send them out. We'll mail them out if we have to. If you're my friend, don't make me mail it out to you. Just give me $15. Stop being a jackass.
Support Free Palestine.
Support local business. They're small business. All right. I think that's it. We will see you guys next week here on the Full Heel Podcast, where we will be watching a fans fan fight card. So tune in for the podcast. We love you. Peace out. Where's the song? Oh my God, I'm freaking out. Ah.
The hell said Shivan already paid for mine?